Next is a five-verse note. I'll read this in a moment. No, Hitchcock, H-I-T-C-H-O-C-K, Hitchcock, Dale Hitchcock. Thanks for the finds of Burton Memory of Care South. Date was February 17, 2022. Mr. Hitchcock was seen. He was complaints of a rash on his back, period. He had this rash for about a week and a half, period. It appears urticarial with hives and circles that last, that can be up to an inch in diameter. Some are a centimeter in diameter, some are smaller, period. It's on the abdominal wall. It resides much in the way of itch or pain, period. Does not recall any recent exposure to any new allergens or new foods or new clothes or new detergents, period. Does not recall any recent viral infections that could cause something like that, period. Does not outside or had any exposures. It's an active papular and raised, reddish in color. It's mainly the abdominal wall, period. Repairs of his hypertension, but that's well controlled in his current management, period. His dementia is felt the same, he's pleasantly confused, period. His COPD is baseline, period. The paragraph review system is negative for fever, chills, headache, chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, itching, rhinorrhea, cough, and he has no diarrhea or bleeding or dysuria or constipation, period. There's no other major skin lesion. In the paragraph examination, he was not particularly ill appearing or distressed. Blood pressure 131 over 67, pulse 105, spite rate 17. Head and neck was unremarkable. Lungs are clear to percussion and auscultation. Cardiovascular normal, one of no gout, no murmur. Abdomen soft and non tender. Skin estimated mostly normal, sensation intact. Skin showed the maculopapular rash, especially in the abdominal wall, up to an inch in diameter, period. It is raised and reddish brown, period. Compared to assessment plan one, Mr. Hitchcock has urticaria, but there's no obvious cause for this, period. Allow hydrocortisone 1% over the rash. They started prednisone 10 milligrams BID for 5 days, period. I've also ordered Zyrtec 10 milligrams daily for 2 days, period. We'll follow up on that, period. Two, he has hypertension. I will continue Cardiolipin CD 180 milligrams daily, period. Three, he has COPD. I'll continue Spiriva once per daily, period. He doesn't seem short of breath. Four, he has dementia, which is baseline. Overall, continuing the current plan here. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating and a dictation. Mm-hmm.